for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Nico, are you going to give us a hint to who maybe your player of the day is for Leopold Sporties, or are you just going to hold fire until they come out and join you?
No, play Dan Beck. Play Dan Beck for the Giants.
One of the Woods.
Which one?
or do you get them both out and they've got to take each other?
You've got 50 bucks each.
50 each. Hey, which is good, which is very good value at the Leopold Sporties.
Oh, you get a lot for 50 bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't know because... Well, anyway. Oh,
Mine host.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a lovely meal.
You had the mushroom risotto, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, it was just a treat. It melted in the mouth.
Oh, magnificent.
And St Kilda also kicked 10 goals in a row there. It was fantastic when we got back there.
Yeah, we were watching the St Kilda Richmond game. Just around the grounds for Leopold Sporties, AFL, very tight at the SCG.
Yes, another goal to the Swans. A point the difference, 12-2-74 North Melbourne. Sydney, 11-7-73. Seven to play in the final term at the SCG. Quarter time at Marvel, 2-2-14. Or Desmond at the Eagles and Collingwood,
well,
1-2-8.
Cheek against Collingwood. Yes. We are going to go down boundary side. This is, wow. Now, this is not great for radio, but Chris Nichols is down boundary side with Brad Wood. Brad doesn't have his jumper on. And, he's putting it back on now because Nico's a little bit embarrassed by the rig. Brad Wood is operating with something very superlative there in terms of body just absolutely outstanding. Nico, down to you for our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Have you given him the voucher firstly?
Brad, they were just talking about your rig, mate, because Kingy was very happy that you put the top on, and so was Kirsch. So, Brad, we've got you here today because, mate, you had a fantastic game, and you are the Leopold Sporties Club Player of the Year, and there's $100.
Player of the Year!
It's one every week until the end of December.
Well, player of the Week.
Has it come off a six-week break, Nico? Yeah,
there's two things I've wrote down, and I've stuffed them back. Brad... Last year, you were in finals, popped out, season was over. What was your pre-season like after that?
The pre-season was pretty good. Like, it was flattening that we weren't able to play the finals footy because obviously West hasn't made finals for a long time. But that didn't like shut our confidence down or anything like that. We came into pre-season pretty strong. We made sure we did all the little things right. We made sure we kept going along with our game plan that we had in place for last year. And it's shown already this year that we are sticking to that game plan.
It was a fantastic finish. You just finished all over the top of them, especially the six-day break. So training was good this week?
Yeah. So the start of the week was obviously light on because we had that Sunday game. And then Thursday night was the normal intensity. It was like really body work type of work. We like to be that rough type of side, you know, in and under, keep going all day, don't ever stop. It's been a rough week, start of the week, because a lot of sore boys, but we're able to push through.
Brad, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Jay Stowarty and Matty Kershaw speaking to you from the K-Rock Box. You spent a little bit of time at Newcombe and found your way back at West. The time away, when you got back here, did you sort of come back here with a focus that you could make yourself a seriously good GFL player?
Yeah, I did. So I did step away for about 2 years. I had a knee reconstruction, so I did a bit of coaching down at Newcombe and backed up with another year coaching and playing as well. But I did feel like I had to come back to GFL because I knew I could play at that level and I wanted to keep improving myself and, you know, play at the best level I could play. But this being my home club, playing East under nines back in 2000, yeah, it was only, you know, it was meant to be to come back here, and it's, you know, they welcomed me with open arms, and it's just been fantastic.
I know you lost last week to Leopold, but you kept them to 9 goals. You've kept not Grovedale to 9 goals today, but your back group that you've put together, and yourself and Jake Wood, and then throw in also down there Scotty Frangos, obviously the veteran of the group. Braden Moore are playing game number two.
Yes.
You throw in Josh Dwyer, who's been a really handy addition to the club.
Yep.
Little men's club really forming down there.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Little backs, you know, we stick together, we do our thing. Now we're always training together. We always go into our line groups, and we're a strong, tight group. It's what we pride ourselves on. We're always there to back each other up, and we know that it doesn't matter what happens, we're always going to help each other out. So we know that, you know, each other are there to help each other out. And, you know, with Braden coming in 2 games in and having a big task that he did fantastic. And Jake, love that guy. He's got a great last name, so really appreciate him. But no, Franger, he is old, but he can move around every now and then too. So, we're fantastic. And Josh has been really good to start off with, so we love it down there in the back.
The Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. Speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Bradley Wood. Here's Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Brad, congratulations, mate, on a good game and a great win. Mate, thank how you. Do you go into your game, you back six? Do you sort of see who you pick up when you're out there, or have you all got a pre-plan as to who you're going to take prior to the game?
So we do have a couple of key matchups. We focus on one or two players, and then the rest of us will kind of just like take as it comes. Like, we'll go out there and we'll take the first quarter kind of as we have our key matchups, and then we kind of take it. And we might have to swap it up every now and then throughout the first quarter, but after the first quarter, we're pretty set with who we're playing on. But as I said before, we help each other out, so I could play on, you know, three or four different guys throughout the course for quarter, just switching, going third man up, and then just taking the nearest opponent. We know what we have to do, so yeah, we're pretty set down there.
We've seen you guys for the last 2 weeks, and you look like well, we spoke about your back half and how set they look, and you look like you've got really good shape behind the ball a lot of the time, and you do rebound really well out of your back 50. Who's the voice down there, or is it sort of everyone leading the way?
Yeah, we don't really have one voice. Like, so Frank has been, like, you know, hard on us a lot to make sure we're all open and loud. You know, even the new guys, even, like, you know, with Braden and Joshy, you know, playing just a couple of games, they have to be loud, and we're all loud. So as soon as we get that footy, we look to switch it, we look to open the game up. We like to move it quick, as you've probably already noticed, and we just back ourselves in. And, you know, we've got the confidence to move the ball, and we back each other all in, and, you know, if it happens to come us on the rebound, that's just when we help each other out.
Brad, are you? Can I just ask? Are you swinging hands with anybody? Who are you taking to the Leopold Sporties with you? Thank you. Who's that? Or if there's a Trojan you have to take from the club, who would you be taking?
Oh, geez, everyone's gonna have to fight to come with me. I tell you what.
I tell you, I know Tanner Lewis very well. Do not take him. He eats like a horse. You won't get anything.
All of it be going to him.
Brad, what does Easter look like for you? Greg said that you'll train Tuesday, Thursday. There's a running program, but will you get away, or will you spend it here locally?
Yeah, so we'll do our Monday night recovery. Might do our own thing this time, but it'll be the normal Tuesday, Thursday training. We'll have a running session that all of us will do together as groups over the weekend to make sure we still get those Ks into our legs. I think most of us will be sticking around because we're pretty committed and we want to see this thing through.
Yeah, great stuff. Hey, Brad, well done today. Really enjoyed your game. Mitch Schaefer must be a handful when the ball gets on the deck.
Yeah, no, definitely is. But
you laid a good tackle on him in front of us here, and I don't think he liked it. I think he thought he was going to go on with it, but he changed his mind.
He always picks me up.
Well done, Brad. Really appreciate your time. Well done today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, well done.
For Geelong Marine World, Brad Wood joining us, powered by Suzuki
Very
Marine.
Well spoken.
Yeah. Very well spoken.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.